painter named Scott, as well as the crew. Halfway there, the plane crashes, and painter Scott finds himself floating in the Atlantic all alone until he notices the four-year-old boy gripping to a piece of debris. He grabs the boy and, despite his injured shoulder, manages to swim them both to shore. When they are picked up, they find out that they are the only survivors. Rather than mourning the dead, the media shifts its focus to the reason why the plane crashed and whether there are any suspicious motives. The Dead Media Moguls Network goes on the attack against Scott, while a hero for saving the young boy. They turn the spotlight onto him to ask why he was on the plane in the first place and whether he was part of a terrorist group, at the same time accusing him of having an affair with, well, everyone. Lost in the media storm, Scott tries to hide, but he's drawn back to the four-year-old boy while the investigators try to understand what happened that night. Before the Fall is a character-driven thriller, mainly told from Scott's point of view. There is also a chapter from each of the passengers and crew on the plane, outlining their backstory and their secrets and their movements on the day leading up to the crash. And in this way, the truth about what really happened is gradually revealed. Scott is a struggling painter and recovering alcoholic. The media attention is the last thing he wanted, and this has happened at a time in his life when he's finally found his own happiness and is creating his best work. He's now the number one celebrity in the country, and the more he hides, the more the media turns sour against him. Before the Fall is about the media and truth and the 24-hour news cycle, where the constant need for content spurs wild speculation and random theories just to fill in column inches. Sound familiar? One of my favourite scenes in the book was where the media finally catches up with Scott at the doorstop interview. And rather than answering their questions, Scott goes off on a philosophical tangent about the nature and reliability of memory, while the reporters stand by confused. This book's also about the dark secrets in everyone's pasts, to the extent that there's only one or two characters who are without serious flaws and possible motives for causing the crash. So if you like thrillers, poking fun at the media, heroism, dubious morality and revenge, I recommend Before the Fall by Noah Hawley. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback and want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.